Blackstone Audiobooks presents Getting It Right by William F. Buckley, Jr. For Javier, que quedes como siempre en las manos de Dios. Preface. This is the story of a young man and a young woman whose paths first crossed in 1960 at the founding conference of the Young Americans for Freedom in Sharon, Connecticut. He had one idea how to reshape national policy, she another. The story is of their adventures, touching on the development of the conservative movement post-Eisenhower, pre-Reagan. This book is a novel in which public figures are intimately portrayed. Liberties are taken in chronology, and, of course, as is to be expected in novels, thoughts and sentences are given to individuals which, however true they are to character, were not actually recorded. But there is no misrepresentation in this novel, certainly none intended, and to the best of my knowledge, none crept in. These were the thoughts and declarations, the acts and critical sexual activities of the protagonists, making up their private lives as well as their public lives. Not one word is attributed to any public declaration by Robert Welch or other representatives of the John Birch Society that wasn't actually spoken or written by them. This is so also of Ayn Rand, respecting her thoughts and writing. The fiction is imaginative joiner work, the knitting together of a story in which many people on the political scene from 1956 to 1966 were involved, from all of which conversation the author heard what he took to be the tuning fork of modern political conservatism. WFB, September 2002.